With the coronavirus, the downtown businesses in Salisbury have had to cope, particularly those with specialized clientele. Among them is the Edit Downtown Salon. Sierra Slavinsky is one of the stylists.
The minute we were able to open back up in May, we were probably getting twice as many phone calls.
People catching up.
Yes. And, you know, with the rules and a lot of the salons not being able to take, you know, walk-ins and only being able to do appointments, people were just, they were ready to get, you know, their hair done. So they were calling and getting in.
These days, it is open only by appointment only and can see 6 to 7 haircuts a day and up to 3 coloring jobs.
Where we would usually have 1 or 2 people going at the same time, now we can only take 1 person at a time. So we're still doing the same amount of people. We just have to stretch them out.
Slavinsky adds there is constant cleaning and sterilization.
We sanitize everything after each individual client. You know, we keep our hands washed. You know, we all wear masks. Our clients wear masks, keeping the capacity down. As far as, like, you know, our waiting room goes, we can't have, you know, a whole family sitting in there at one time.
Down the road is the Mud Hud Clay Art Studio. It's only been in business for about a year and is owned by Constance Melvin.
You can make things, you can become a member, you can learn how to throw pottery, you can just paint if you want to.
She is the only staff and says there are members who rent wheel time to throw pots and to do other artwork. And she notes they run the gamut from those in their 70s to young children, as well as artists. She says throwing a pot is a way to work off the anxiety of the times.
It does. It really does. And when you get into the zen of, you know, creating, you feel accomplished, you feel like you've done something, especially where 2020, where no one has control and pottery, it's completely about you having control.
If there is a group, she says, she will close the shop to other customers. She adds there is social distancing along with the masks. But Melvin says people are far more cautious these days, especially when being inside an enclosed area.
It has. A lot more people are still cautious to come out and be in a open space. It's not outdoors. Business has picked up, but it's still very, very, very cautious.
The local businesses have banded together to bring in customers. Last weekend saw them providing discounts if a customer could show a receipt from another local business. Nicole Rogers, general manager of Angelo Scoops and Unique Gifts, says more local events will make a difference.
I think if we can avoid any shutdowns, we'll be okay. Any kind of shutdown like we had in the spring would be pretty hard for us. And honestly, the biggest thing will be is if we can have downtown activities, the Spring Fest, the Marathon, the Third Fridays. If we have those going again, we'll be able to make it.
There is optimism in the air with a vaccine and efforts to bring in more stimulus money to small businesses. Bill Chambers, President and CEO of the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce.
Right now, most of them will tell you if things continue in a positive direction with the vaccine, with continued aid from the state vis-a-vis federal relief package, they should be able to weather the storm through the winter and come out of this thing, being able to recoup some of their losses as we move into the spring, summer, and fall of 21.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.
Thank you.